This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
The NASCAR world has to be feeling very, very good this morning. Today is Tuesday, September 22nd. This is your morning buzzcast. I do hope many of you will join us for our ticketing symposium, which is this afternoon. Tomorrow we have our access facilities and franchises event. So 2 days, virtual conference, really good content. Hope you will join us. I'm Abe Madcore, and today we're going to start with some big news out of NASCAR. I started to hear rumblings about this late yesterday. It was confirmed early last night with Michael Jordan and NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin starting a single car racing team that will feature Bubba Wallace as the driver for the 2021 season. This is great news for NASCAR. We'll talk about that. Jordan will be the principal owner for the new team. Hamlin's the minority partner. Hamlin will continue to drive for Joe Gibbs Racing. Now, Michael Jordan will become one of two black team owners in NASCAR's top level. He'll join former NBA player Brad Doherty, who's been in the sport for a number of years. There are a lot of questions still. They don't have a manufacturer, although they say they will work closely with Joe Gibbs Racing. They do not also have a sponsor. The sponsor was not announced with yesterday's announcement of the team. The new team will reportedly purchase Germain Racing's charter. You need the charter to get into the top series. Now, Jordan said the deal came together very quickly, telling the Charlotte Observer it came together within the past 10 days. He and Hamlin have known each other for years. Jordan Brand has been a sponsor of Hamlin's race team, and Hamlin is a longtime Charlotte Hornets season ticket holder. Of course, Jordan owns that team. I have talked on this buzzcast before about Bubba Wallace, where he would land. This is a perfect spot for him. This news was part of the Today Show's opening, and that shows the widespread interest and appeal of this story. It helps NASCAR because NASCAR needed new money in its ownership ranks. It needed new people to come into the sport. If you look across NASCAR's ownership ranks, it's been people who have been in the sport for a long time. Many of them are getting older. Many wondered who the next generation of NASCAR team owners will be. And now Michael Jordan, Denny Hamlin step in. Very positive news for NASCAR, which has had a nice run this season. And great news that Bubba Wallace lands in a car for a team that will certainly put resources and promotional support behind him. Very, very positive day for the world of NASCAR. Let's shift to the NFL because I don't know about you, but I couldn't help but watch last night's Monday Night Football stadium because I wanted to see Allegiant Stadium. It's that new $2 billion stadium, of course, in Las Vegas. First time NFL kicked off in Las Vegas. Now, certainly without any fans in the building, it took a little bit of shine off the luster, but the building looked great. The Raiders certainly looked strong. I thought it was very poignant when they had Carol Davis, the widow, of course, of late Raiders owner Al Davis, light the ceremonial torch in honor of her late husband for the game. That is that torch honoring Al Davis, which is one end of the building right in front of a beautiful opening of windows that looks out over the Las Vegas skyline. Mark Davis, Al Davis's son and the team's principal owner, was not in the building. He said he would not go to the stadium as long as fans are not allowed. He instead watched the game from a team watch party at the headquarters in Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas. But all in all, a huge step forward for the Las Vegas Raiders because this stadium, Allegiant Stadium, and all the financial lift around it will take the Raiders from easily being one of the lowest revenue teams in the NFL to within the top 10. The Raiders were always 30, 31, or 32 in total league revenue. They skyrocket into the top 10. That helps all league teams, but it specifically helps the Raiders. You watched last night's game, and you couldn't help to see John Gruden and Sean Payton on the sidelines not wearing masks during the game. Well, the NFL certainly has noticed that. They announced yesterday they are fining on-field personnel anywhere between $100,000 to $250,000 for not wearing masks. Pete Carroll was a coach seen not wearing masks. Kyle Shanahan, also Vic Fangio. Well, last night, John Gruden, Sean Payton, obviously not wearing masks. After the game, Gruden was asked about that, he said for the first time that he had had the coronavirus and that he was doing his best and that he was sensitive to the situation, but he was trying to communicate the best with his players and he realized he would probably get fined. Another interesting storyline, our John Aran mentioned it in SBJ Media last night, are the NFL ratings. And right now the ratings are a little soft in the league's biggest markets. New York City and Los Angeles are right now some problem markets for the NFL. New York City because of the Jets and the Giants, the Jets in particular, drawing very low numbers. LA, kind of a surprise because you have the Rams playing well. The Chargers-Chiefs game on Sunday was one of the best games in the league. Also, they have a brand new beautiful stadium. You think fans would be watching in the LA market. Right now, they're not. Aran also noted that the best story in week two, Cleveland. The Browns posted a massive 34.6 local rating on NFL Network on Thursday night for their win against the Cincinnati Bengals. So the ratings, obviously a storyline we're going to watch across sports. You saw the record low ratings for the Emmy broadcast on Sunday night as well. So we're trying to keep an eye on the ratings trend across sports and entertainment. Don't talk a lot about esports on the Buzzcast, but interesting to see the bubble concept potentially be utilized in the esports world because Activision Blizzard, the video game publisher behind the professional Call of Duty League, has asked owners to consider having its season next year in 2021 played from a central location in a bubble type environment. That's according to our own Kevin Hitt from the Esports Observer. The two cities being mentioned are Las Vegas and Dallas. It would require all the league's teams to relocate to those markets in order to compete. Right now, Hitt reports that it's uncertain whether owners will approve the bubble, but it's certainly on the agenda and being studied. Let's shift to college sports to end out today's Buzzcast. The Mountain West Conference, of course, the 16-team conference, they may be close to returning. Mountain West officials are optimistic the league will vote this weekend for its football programs to return to the field, according to Yahoo Sports. The league's ADs met yesterday. The final plan needs approval by Mountain West Conference presidents who have scheduled a meeting for Friday, but could end up voting earlier. And finally, you know it, Sports Business Journal and The Daily, we love our list. We like listing most influential. We like listing power players. We like listing most powerful executives. One list I've become accustomed to and familiar with over the years is a list from Alabama.com or AL.com out of Birmingham. They cover the SEC incredibly well. Well, they have their annual list of the 25 most influential figures in the SEC. It's always a very beneficial list. I learn a lot from it. Of course, their top spot, not surprisingly, Greg Sankey, although some think it should be number two on the list, Nick Saban. Jimmy Sexton, the agent from CAA Sports, occupies number three. Jimmy Pitaro, ESPN president, at number four. We also have personalities like Paul Feinbaum, ESPN radio host, at number six. I was interested that Burke Magnus from ESPN at number eight, and also Evolution Media's Alan Gold at number 11 and Kirk Herbstreit at number 23. So it's on Alabama.com or AL.com, excuse me, but a good list to gain some insight into the influential power brokers of the SEC. So that is your morning Buzzcast. Today is Tuesday, September 22nd. Again, I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay healthy, stay smart, be good to each other, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.